One, two. Uno, dos. Hello, hello. Good morning. Buenos dias. So George is going to do it in Spanish, and I'm going to do it in English this time. Uno, dos, one, two. How's everyone? Good morning. How's the God of, how's the Church of God? Does the Church of God has joy today? If you have joy, please show me that you have joy today. Woo! And we have joy because Jesus is here. Jesus, the baby Jesus. I don't know if the baby Jesus is going to be cold today. I guess it's going to be a little bit cold, but I was looking at him. I was like, ooh, he's going to get cold. Good morning, everyone. Hey, that was wonderful. The kids, everything. That was wonderful. That was amazing. Good job, kids. Thank you, Jeanette. The youth, too. That was wonderful. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Lord Jesus, thank you. We are here because of you. We have joy. We can rejoice in your name. Thank you, Lord. So, speak today through me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you have done for us. We love you because you love us first. Amen. So today, as you know, we're talking about joy. And joy. What is joy? What is joy? How do you know that you have joy in your life? Joy is not the same as happiness. It's totally different. Happiness is the world that this world uses for you to say, yes, you're happy today, you're sad. But we are not going to talk about the happiness that this world gives. Because what we're going to talk today, it's about joy. And this joy, only Jesus can give it to you. Easy. So I have a question. So what is joy? And I want you guys to talk to me. What is joy? What do you think about what is joy? Just one at a time, please. Just one at a time. What is joy? Anyone has an idea about what is joy? Yes, Lucas.
Joy is when you're unfading and
you can be in the worst. Amen. That's good. Someone else? Yes. I like that. Yes. Amen. Someone else? Yes? Amen. So, question. If you are sad, are you going to be joyful?
Yes.
Are you sure? It's hard. He's hard. But God is asking us to always be joyful. So how is that? If I'm struggling with other things, if I'm having hard times, how am I going to be joyful? Someone can help me answering that? Yes. Amen, amen. Yes. Thank you. The only way that we can be joyful is through Jesus. So that he's the reason why we are here. Amen? Amen. Remember, I'm from Latin America, and if I ask, if I say amen, I want you to say amen. And also, I have something else to ask you guys. And I'm going to be saying, the joy was born, and his name is Jesus. And I want you to say hallelujah every time that I say, joy was born, and his name is Jesus. I want you to say, hallelujah. Yes. So, joy was born, and his name was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And it's in your heart. That's the most important thing that is living in your heart. That joyful, that Jesus, it is in your heart. That's why you can be here. That's why you can sing and say hallelujah. Because doesn't matter what, you are here because of Jesus. I am here because of Jesus. He's the only reason. Not because I'm a good looking, because no, I'm not. Not because I'm cool. No, it's because of Jesus. That's the only reason. So joy, it's impossible to have joy without Jesus. Jesus equal joy. Joy equal Jesus. Easy. So if we have Jesus, that means that we are going to have joy, even in the hard time. Even if you are sick. Even if, what else? If you're hurt, what else? Yes, what else? Even if, doesn't matter what, we still have joy because of Jesus. Amen? So, joy was born, and his name was Jesus. So, the joy that we have doesn't come from this world. This world doesn't, they can't give us joy. The happiness that this world gives is just for a moment. You know what I'm saying? It's just for a moment. But when Jesus brings joy to your life, that's forever. Because it's Jesus. The happiness that this world gives. You know, people, every time, everyone is looking for joy. Everyone is, you know, we wake up every day. We get out from our beds. And we are like, hopefully today is going to be a great day. Right? And we want to be happy. Or you want to be sad. No, 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 no. I want to be happy. But the only reason that we can be happy through Jesus. He is the only one. Because this world can make us happy sometimes, yes. But it's just for a moment. And let me tell you, the happiness that Jesus brings to your life, or let's say the joy, is going to be forever. So if we are sick, if we are having bad times, we're going to still have joy. You know why? Because of Jesus. Easy. So joy was born. His name was Jesus. So let's go to Philippians, right? Philippians 4:4. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And I have a question. What does always mean?
Forever.
Even if we are having hard times. And I say rejoice. Because we understand that no matter what happens to ourselves in this world, we're always going to be in Jesus, in God's hands. So rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Always. And what always mean?
Forever.
So question, next question. Do you always rejoice in the Lord? I struggle with it. But that's okay. God knows that. But he's always, you know, telling us, hey, again, tomorrow, you can rejoice. Tomorrow, Today was a bad day. Okay, but tomorrow is going to be a better day. Today was a so-so day. Tomorrow is going to be a much better day because of God. Because we can rejoice in the Lord. Because joy has come to us. Joy has been given to us. Joy has been given to you. Amen? Amen. So the joy that we have cannot be taken from us. Cannot be taken from you. Because that joy is not given by another people. It's not given by this world. It's given by Jesus. So nothing can separate us from this joy. Nothing can take this joy from your life away. The only person that can take this joy from yourself is yourself. You are the only one that can say, wait, I don't want that joy. But God is every single day saying, hey, here's Jesus. Here is Jesus, the giver of joy. So joy was born, and his name was Jesus. Joy was born, and his name was Jesus. Please don't fall asleep, Lucas. Okay, so nothing can separate us from that joy. Nothing. Anything. And that joy remains in your heart all the time. Let's go to Psalms 18:24. I have a couple of verses. Psalms 18:24. Psalms 18:24. Who has Psalms 18:24? Oh, Aiden. That's you, right? Yeah. 118, sorry. Sorry, my bad. I'm still learning. Psalms 118:24.
The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad.
Thank you. In my version said, this is the day which the Lord had made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Because this day is the day that the Lord has made for you to rejoice, to be happy, to enjoy the nature, to enjoy one another, to have fellowship, to come here and worship the Lord together as one. This is the day. So let me tell you, when I'm more joyful is when I'm here with you guys. I'm joyful in my house, working, doing a lot of stuff. But when I'm having fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ is when I can rejoice in the Lord. So this is the day that the Lord has made for you and for me to rejoice in Him. Every single day is the day. It's not that cool. It's not just today, tomorrow too. Every single day is the day that the Lord has made for you. So be aware of it. Every single day. God wants to show you something new. God wants to bring something new to your life, to my life. Even if you see that it's going hard. And I was talking with Pastor Brandon one time. I was like, I like to have plans now. Because when I have plans, I know God is going to change some plans and they're going to be much better. So I'm like, yes, I have those plans. Yeah, but I know, God, that you're going to change those plans. So I'm going to rejoice if you change those plans. Because I know they're going to be much better. Our plans are like this. But God's plans are going, oof, all the way. So that's why we need to rejoice, because God's will for us is perfect. Right? It's wonderful for us. The only way that we can live each day according to this biblical passage is by having Jesus in us. The only way that we can say, yes, today is the day, even if I hurt myself yesterday, because I hurt myself yesterday, I almost threw up because that was so painful. My wife, she was like also freaked out too because I hurt myself. That was very painful. I almost threw up, not kidding. And I was screaming, oh, very hard. And even on those days, then I was laughing. I was like, wow, God, thank you because you take care of me. That could be worse. That could be worse. But thank you, God, because you're taking care of me. I was doing something that was a little bit silly, but I wanted to fix something, but I didn't do it in the right way. Because Pastor Brandon told me that the fans, you know, you can switch the fans and they can, like, can give you, like, hot air, something like that. And I'll show you my wife, oh, look at this. And I was in the chair, and then I fell in the chair handle, this part. I jumped, and my leg, pow, and my muscle, boom. And that was so, I can't see it very well now when I'm going you know where. It's hard. Hurts a lot. But even when it hurts, I can be joyful because God is taking care of me. Rejoice in the Lord even in those hard times. Now I'm laughing. Well, God, well, I learned a lesson, but now I'm okay because of you, God, because of you. Even on those hard times, even in those hard times, we can rejoice in the Lord. And I was thinking also, wow, a long time ago, it was if I hurt myself, I was saying, oh, you know, bad words, oh, but now, ah, oh, and that was it. Wow, oh, God, that hurts. You know, you change because of that joy, because of Jesus in your life, because of Jesus. And then I was like, wow, I'm not the same as before. Before, if I was hurting myself, I was like, oh, you know. But now, oh, well, thank you, God, because I'm okay. Rejoice in the Lord, doesn't matter what. Even if you are using the hammer, pound. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. It's hard, but rejoice in the Lord, you know. Rejoice. It's hard, but rejoice in the Lord even on those hard times. Let's go to John 15:11. John 15:11. You can read it from there if you want to.
I am the grapevine, and my Father is the great gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine. Oh, wait. No. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment.
That's all? Yeah. Thank you. So John 15:11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, the joy of who? The joy of a jumpies? The joy of George Bjarke? No, the joy of the Lord. My remain in you. And that your joy might be full. Wow. So we guys, and that's wonderful, we need to be a little containers of joy. We need to be containers of joy so we can share that joy with others. When God gives you something, it's not for you just to keep it. It's for you to share with others. I'm going to give an example. If you have a glass of water, and you put water in it, you never use that water. Is the water going to be good forever? No. No. So if God gives us joy, pour joy in ourselves, and we never share this joy with others, do you think that that's going to be good forever? We're going to become prideful, just thinking about ourselves. And God is going to stop giving us more because we are not sharing that. So that's why God said, these things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Joy I give to you, my joy. So that means that we, every single of us, we are a little containers of joy walking around the world so we can share that joy with others. So if someone is hurt and needs prayer, let's go, pray. If someone needs joy, we have joy to share. Let's go do it. Because God has been giving us joy. So we can share that joy with others. So remember, if you are joyful, share that with others. Everyone, everywhere. And if they don't want to accept that, it's okay. But you are doing what God is asking you. Remember, Jesus, he came, he preached. But no one said, some of them say, I don't want you. So be okay. If people reject you, be glad. Because you're becoming more like Jesus. That happened like with Jesus, right? Yeah. That's what I think now. I'm like, oh yeah. Well, that happened with Jesus too. They reject Jesus. But I am happy that I can have Jesus in my life. So, I want to give you a little information about the three wise men. And the three wise men, they were from Persia. That's how you say it, right? They were from Persia. They knew that Jesus was about to be born. They walked almost a thousand miles, because they understood the joy he was about to be born. His name was Jesus. Hallelujah! They knew the joy was about to be born. His name was Jesus. Hallelujah. They didn't care if that was a thousand miles away. They didn't have plan. They didn't fly. They didn't have a car. They were walking for a thousand miles because they needed to see Jesus. Because they understood that this world is lacking of joy. They understood that this world needs Jesus. That's why they didn't care. They were like, I don't care. Let's go. A thousand miles. They didn't care. And they went to see Jesus. They walk all that no matter what. Don't matter if they get tired. Don't matter if they were like walking on sand, whatever. They walk no matter what. Because they want to see the baby Jesus. The King of Kings. The giver of joy. The joy in person. They didn't care how difficult it was because they want to see and be part of something so wonderful. That's why we hear about them now, because they didn't care about it. If you want to be here by generations, do wonderful things for Jesus. And people is going to remember you as a godly person. Just give joy. And people is going to, oh yeah, I remember. He was very joyful. He was a wonderful person. I'd rather be remembered by that than, oh, he was a bad person. I'd rather be remembered like, no, he was a joyful person, a godly man. So joy was born, and his name was Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's in your heart. So Psalms 9, 2. Amen. I will be glad and rejoice because joy was born and his name was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I will sing praise to the name of Jesus because joy was born and his name was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Although most high, the most high, the King of Kings, so, I am almost done. And that's the part that you're waiting for. Everyone in this world wants to be happy, right? Because I don't think you want to be sad. I don't want to be sad. I want you to be happy with me. Because if you are sad, it's sad. But the only way that we can actually be happy, or let's say, the only way that we can have joy in our life and having a joyful life every single day is through Jesus. That's the only way. Because without Jesus, we will never, never, and that's a song, I guess, never, never, ever, ever, have joy in our life. If you want to have joy in your life, and I'm done with this, it's easy. Easy. And my wife say easy as a lemon squeezy, something like that. Easy. Jesus equal joy. Joy equal Jesus. That's it. So joy was born, and his name was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to ask Jacob to come. And remember, Jesus is the giver of joy. No one else. Not John Peace, no. Jesus is the only giver of joy. So joy was born, and his name was Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Dear God, thank you for giving your son. Thank you for bringing joy to your life. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Lord, because we can have joy because of you, Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. We love you, Lord. We love you. And we all can sing together as together the hallelujah because of you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you.